This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, Giannis makes you better. Who's playing the wings? I got Steph, I got Draymond, I got Giannis.
Yep.
Who are my other two?
Well, Wiggins, he'd probably be part of the trade. Kuminga, he's probably part of the trade. Moody, he might be part of the
trade.
And I just am on the trade machine trying to play and tinker, and I just tried a Wiggins, Kevon, Kuminga, Moody trade.
How'd it go?
For Giannis coming back, and the Warriors can't acquire that much more salary. That would be 48.7 in, 47.7 out.
Yep, no, they need one more player.
And also, Milwaukee, though, can't take on like a certain amount more than what they give out. So it's very
super complex.
Very precarious. But right. For me, the centerpiece of this is Wiggins. It's probably Wiggins, Kuminga, and whatever else makes it work.
At least two
and
more.
Probably a pick or two.
Yep.
So yeah, you get Giannis, and that's great, and he's super fun and awesome. And so now you got Steph, Dre, and Giannis for the next few years, and not much else because you're probably going to be back in that second apron, which limits what you can do in future trades and future drafts and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I've also always said, like, I really am a big believer that continuity wins in the NBA. And so my real concern also is, even if you're like, oh, that's okay, you can, you know what I mean, Pods and Kyle Anderson and D'Anthony Melton, and you can get him in there. Can you? Because no matter what you do, if you make a move like that, you've got to get everybody to sort of relearn what they're doing and work together, and that defensive rotation needs to work and everything. And maybe the star factor of someone like Giannis is big enough so that it works, but maybe not. It's a real roll of the dice. I don't even know if it's available, and I don't know how long this is going to go. You know, like, we're having this conversation when they're 9-2.
Right.
What if they're like 25-5?
Sure.
Like, what if they're crushing it?
Yeah.
As we approach the halfway point? Well, then, I mean, you do get to a point where you're like, don't mess with this. It's too good.
I think we're already nearing that. To me, we're nearing it because of the way that they've gone about being 9-2. They wanted to play fast, and they're playing fast, and they will play faster. They wanted to defend better, and they're the second best team defensively in points allowed in the association. So the defense has been better, and the vibe, you mentioned it, the vibes right now
impeccable,
super good.
Yeah.
I tried one more while we were there with the caller. Wiggins, Melton, Kuminga, and Gee for Giannis, and that works. So now you're gonna have to shovel a couple of picks.
Does Milwaukee want to do that?
Maybe Kuminga.
Yeah, Kuminga.
Wiggins. Well,
I would like Melton on an expiring mid-level. Guy Santos, if I'm Milwaukee, does that's just filler.
Right. Honestly, it would be and probably two picks or more.
Like, if I'm Milwaukee, I'm like, no, let's talk about Pods and Moody, not Guy and Melton.
Depends on what you're thinking about in terms of a rebuild.
For sure.
And according to John Hollinger, because the Hollinger trade machine analysis already popped up, the Warriors are 6 wins worse by making this trade.
Oof.
The Bucks are 6 wins better. According to Hollinger's analysis.
I mean, I do think that the Warriors, like, if for it to go this way, this is odd. Like, they're going to have to play a little worse than they are now.
Right.
You keep doing this, then people are going to want to ride it out, themselves included. Dre in Oakland is next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Dre, what's good?
What's going on?
How are you?
I just wanted to weigh in real quick. I think pretty good. I think you guys touched on a lot of the points. I say just make the decision and say no trade. I'm not going to say no trade at all, but no blockbuster trade. If, you know, you want to make a little things here and there, fine. But, I mean, I'm even going to stick to that. Even if we go through a bad stretch and people aren't scoring, I still say stand pat just because the market dictates. And the market's saying that guy is not out there. He's not out there. And if you think about it, the guy you would be looking for, he's already on your roster. And it's going to be a 50-50 take, but Jonathan Kuminga, is there another guy out there that can score like Jonathan Kuminga, that can play D like Jonathan Kuminga? He's already on your roster. Andrew Wiggins is that guy. He's already on your roster. The market dictates he's not out there. Giannis doesn't work. I love Giannis's game. He doesn't work. He doesn't work from a money standpoint. I don't even think he works from a Warriors system standpoint. Love him. Would love to have him. He doesn't work. So that's a pie in the sky.
Yeah. Dre, thanks for the call. You might be right, but here's my response to the idea of Kuminga and Wiggins and the guy that you're looking for is already on the roster. We did this all last year. Do the Warriors have their number two? Well, gosh, you want it to be Wiggins. Well, he's going through something. Okay, you want it to be Kuminga. Well, God, he's not playing defense, and he's mad at the coach or whatever. I like the start that I've seen from both this year. That's good. But what you're looking for in the playoffs as far as number one and number two scorers in the NBA is consistency. That's what sets those guys apart. You don't need, when you buy a ticket, you're not worried about whether or not Steph is going to get 25. You already know. It is turnkey. And that's what is missing with Kuminga and Wiggins, is the consistency to know that they're going to be able to do that every night. Can Kuminga knock down the three-point shot with consistency? Can he make good decisions around the rim with consistency? Andrew Wiggins and the word consistency, my God. Like, it's literally been the bane of his existence. So that's the concern there. You'd love it if one or both of them can show that they can do it every night.
And I think you're getting closer to that with Andrew Wiggins. And part of it with Wiggins has not been a lack of consistency. It's been he's been consistently underwhelming, yep. I think, the last couple of years. And Kuminga, I find him really starting to get comfortable. And maybe it is a bench role that allows him to just come in and play ball and not feel the pressure of, I'm out here as a starter with Steph and Draymond. How do I fit in? I saw him the other night come off the bench and be assertive and be forceful and play with that freedom that you need a young athletic player to play with.
All right, we're going to keep going with your phone calls on this throughout the hour. 888-957-9570, but especially if you are a Warrior fan, you will love this. We want to have this for you, our conversation from earlier today with Kevon Looney, and it wasn't just like any other conversation that we might have on the show, because this one happened right in the middle of the crossover, which, if you're not familiar with it, happens at about 1:45 every weekday, where all four of us, me, Dibs, Steiny, and Goo, get in the room and let it rip. That's our little party every day. And Kevon Looney,
wow,
crashed the party. We started it off by saying, hey, Kevon, have you ever been interviewed by four radio dorks at the same time before?
No, I haven't. It's my first time. So
look at that.
It's a new thing. Y'all be all in there at one time.
So tell us about a 12-man rotation and the sustainability of this and how the guys are handling that as a group.
I think everybody's handling it well. It's a little different. You know, everybody wants to play a lot of minutes, but I think everybody's been sacrificing and buying in. We've been winning games, and we've been, you know, playing our style of basketball, which is playing fast and you know, really pushing the pace. And so everybody knows when they go out there, they just got to play as hard as they can for their time that they're getting. So it's been cool. I think it's sustainable. You know, it's a long season. It's going to be ups and downs. Guys are going to be in and out of the lineup with injuries and different things like that. So we're deep. We just got to stay ready and, you know, just keep buying in.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a four-man radio rotation, and we do this every day at 1:45, Kevon. And, you know, sometimes it's my day, sometimes it's Guru. And, you know, I kind of feel like I'm the Kevon Looney of this little segment because some days I'm a monster, some days I lay back. How do you, as Kevon Looney, and, well, the Kevon Looney of the Warriors, how do you pick your spots and realize when it's your game and maybe when it's not your game?
I think that's more on the coaches. Is it going to be my game or not? I try to just go out there. When I get my time, I try to make the most of it, try to have an impact. I kind of can tell by how the matchups are if I'm going to be used more. But I just try to go out there and be me to the best of my ability. And hopefully it works out for me. And the last couple games has been I played last game a lot. The game before, I didn't get in at all. So you got to stay ready and stay sharp mentally.
Hey, Loon, I got to do this for my son. We forget basketball. It's about hair. We go back to when you had waves and the low cut. But now you're long, hair long like Rapunzel. Can you give my son some tips? Because he see you at the free throw line. He like, Dad, I'm trying to get like Loon. You out there banging. How many years have you been letting it grow?
Man, it's my third year. I never thought I would be here. I thought I was always going to have short hair. You know, during the pandemic, I said, forget it. I'm just going to grow it out. So it's been working for me.
Yeah, you're looking sharp, man. You're looking sharp.
Appreciate it.
There's one thing that I don't like, Kevon.
Oh, boy.
It's false advertising. And I'm looking at your numbers right now. Yeah, okay, that's fine. You're having a nice little year. That's great.
Right.
You didn't have to say little.
When are you going
to
take a three? You said you were going to take threes. I see zero for zero.
I told you I wasn't going to force it. I was going to get in the flow. And the flow hasn't been going my way for the three. So now hopefully these next couple games, I got to get one up. And if I don't get one up by December, then Steve might not let me get him up the rest of the season. So I got to show I can do it now.
I mean, in 2021, you took 17 threes. You got to get back on that pace.
Rudy.
I don't remember that.
I'm not on a good pace right now, but I'm gonna get there.
Come on, actually, you know what's funny, and I don't like to that end. And I don't know how many people have done this. I don't know how many people saw you play at UCLA. You are such a different player. Like you, right? You do have that jumper in you. That was the norm back with the Bruins, man. So like, what is the evolution of your game from that time?
Just trying to having to adapt to a different team. You know, back when I was in college and high school, we didn't play a lot of motion. It was kind of a lot of standstill offense. You know, I didn't have a Steph Curry running around and Clay and Buddy Hield, different guys like that. And so the game was easier just to make reads. And if I was open, shoot it, and that was it. Now, since I've been with the Warriors, you know, we play a lot faster, a lot more movement, and I'm kind of playing the center, and my job is kind of connect the offense, to move the ball from side to side, you know, get my shooters open, and they go hit me in the pocket, and I got to roll. We playing with a guy like Steph, you know, he don't need you to pop, he needs you to roll, and so he causes so much attention, he needs an outlet for the ball, so different things like that kind of change the way I approach the game, and so I still work on my jump shot. I have faith in it, but a lot of times it's not called for me to shoot, you know. A lot of times I get it, I'm open. Steve wants me to, you know, go to the next option and hand it off to Buddy, and he's usually open. So, you know, that's how our offense runs. That's how our offense flows, and it worked. I don't want three championships playing that way, so it's kind of hard to turn it off.
Yeah, kind of hard when you've got three rings because of it. And a guy that you played against on Tuesday had the four rings. What was that like for you to see Clay out there rocking 31 for the Mavericks?
It was extremely weird, you know. When they announced Kyrie Irving and he said number 11, it was like you just assumed it was going to be Clay coming out to 11. But it was weird to see him in a different jersey, a different uniform. But the game was a lot of fun. You know, that's what I expected it to be like, you know, with those, you know, Steph, Draymond, Clay, none of them want to lose to each other. In cars, they don't want to lose. In shooting competition, they don't want to lose in a race. So I know in a game like that, it was going to be a lot of fun, a lot of juices, a lot of trash talking. I think it lived up to the hype.
Looney, let me ask you about just coming to work, because we always act like we know, but we don't know what really goes on, you know, inside the locker rooms and the inner workings. But it's no secret the last couple of years that, you know, it's been off just a tad bit. But you guys added three new players, and it seems like the connectivity is just on 1,000. Can you just speak to how fast that manifested? Was that the trip to Hawaii? Or because it just looks like you guys are just having a blast.
Definitely. I think the trip to Hawaii helped. But after last season, after not making the playoffs, everybody had to like, look at each other in the mirror and hold each other accountable and hold themselves accountable. You know, last year wasn't our up to our standards. You know, we was above 500. We had a decent record, but we didn't make the playoffs. And you know, we were talking about winning championships. To not even make the playoffs was something that none of us foresaw. So this offseason, I think everybody locked in and you know put all their egos and stuff to the side. And when we came in, everybody was buying in. We listened to our coaching staff and. We got our identity back, and we just got out there playing with joy, and I think it shows. The new guys came in and brought a different energy, brought a new life. The young guys got better, and I think everything is starting to click at the right time. And we know it's a long season. It's only been 10-11 games, and we got a lot more to prove, but we like the way we're playing, and we're off to a good start.
Kevon Looney joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me quick ask you about this 11-man, 12-man rotation. When Steve Kerr said, you know, I'm gonna try to do this, like, give me and now, like, you watch, you know, the people on TV and they say it's not sustainable. But my question to you is, what would be the reasons it works, and what would maybe be a reason that it might not work?
I think it all falls on the players. If we want it to work, it can work. You know, if we buy in that that we're going to make the most of our time and not complain about minutes, not complain about not getting enough time or not starting. That could where it could be problems when guys start complaining and they're bickering about things. But if we all buy into the system and buy into that this 12-man rotation is going to make us win and that we're all going to chip in and wait on our turn, I think it's going to work. So I think it's all based on the players and based on our belief in the system and us buying in. I think we've been buying in so far, and that's why it's important.
Kevon, with four different hosts asking you questions, that gave me a moment to do a little internet research while I was waiting for my turn to come back around.
Which
over
is
here.
Rare.
So yeah, exactly. Super weird. I wonder, do you know off the top of your head what your career 3-point percentage is?
My career?
Yes.
I think you might have brought it up last time I talked to you. Like 17%.
Now I'm that guy. Do you know?
It was like 18% or something crazy like that, right?
Do you? It is 16.7 at this hour.
Wow. Yeah, I was like 16 for 41 or something like that.
I've got you at 10 for 60. I've got you at 10 for. But do you remember the last one you hit though?
Actually, I don't. It's probably been. No, I don't. What, 2 years ago, maybe?
I've got you going back to the 2020-21 season when you hit four of them that year.
Yeah. every other three out of shot since then was probably a half-court shot, so you can't hold that percentage.
Yeah, no. And we don't. We don't, come on. I wondered, you know, some guys know more about their stats than others, and I didn't figure you to be a box score guy, actually.
Nah, I know I didn't shoot a lot of them. I don't count none of my threes. The last 3 years, I don't remember shooting any, so I don't count them.
For me,
but now I'm paying attention. I'm still 0-0. So
yeah, I love it. We're all dying to see the next one, and I can't help but think about you with the two—not the two at the rim, but the mid-range two. Are you more comfortable now this year shooting that 12-18 footer?
Definitely. You know, I've been comfortable, but this summer I worked on my shooting a lot, so I feel a lot comfortable shooting those shots. Just trying to pick the right spot to shoot them. You know, in this new NBA. You know, the long twos in the mid range is not something you want to get every time. You want to, you know, we want to shoot a lot of threes. We want to play fast. We want to play at the rim. So I try to pick and choose my spots when I get those shots up. So yeah, but I'm definitely comfortable shooting there.
Looney, I know it's early, but I got a question. I got to be real. I've been complaining about, you know, every time the Warriors play another team, a star or a couple guys are out. I'm just curious, the inner workings. How soon of the team that you're playing do you find out who's not available? How does that work? And do you think the NBA's got a problem? Because every other night, Looney, everybody you play, every time you play somebody, somebody's out. Have you noticed that?
Right. Definitely. No, we usually, like, we plan for one thing during our walkthrough, and then we won't know until about 30 minutes before the game when we do into our last little film session that who's actually starting or who's playing or not. So definitely changes things, and it's definitely something that has been a problem for the league. They've been trying to fix, and but, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, guys been hurt.
This year.
You know, I don't think guys been resting. I think guys have really been hurt. And that's sucks to see that, you know, sometimes it's just like freak injuries happen in this game of basketball. So you hope to get everybody out there and playing at full strength. We've been having some injury luck, bad luck. You know, Steph missed a couple games and, you know, Mel missed some time. So, you know, it's been No, it's tough, but hopefully everybody can be healthy and we can see the matches that everybody wants to see. That's what makes the NBA great. You know, everybody wants to see the stars or the stars, and I think we need to figure a way to fix that.
We have a little mystery right now in the Bay Area. Perhaps you could help us solve it, Kevon.
Oh, sure.
What was Steph Curry screaming into the camera? What did he say exactly?
I don't know exactly what he said. I know a little bit what he said, but I don't know if I can cuss on the radio. He did say some cuss words.
Yeah.
This is my house. I know he said that. But before that, I don't really know what he said. He was doing a lot of screaming, a lot of celebrating. And Draymond will probably let you know in his podcast coming up. So.
Come on. He said you better stay here, didn't he? He did, didn't he?
I don't know. You got to tune in. I'm going to let him tell the story, man.
What a good teammate.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, come on, since you seem to remember recent conversations you've had with us, you also know that before we let you go, you got to have fun on the way out the door with the big finish. So are you ready to do that with us today?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Let's fire away, Grandy. Here we go. Big finish time. All right, my friend, you have two categories. You pick one. Do you want to play Splash Brothers or Looney Tunes?
I'm going to go with Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, okay. Ah, what is your favorite genre of music?
Oh, hip-hop, rap, without a question.
Okay, give us a little more on to that end. Give us a few artists, a few tracks, whatever.
My favorite artists are, I'm going to go with Future, Jay-Z, then I got some local rappers I like called Flight Gang. And then I got, who else I like? I like Young Thug and I like Kodak Black. They're my guys right now.
Nice. Okay. Are you excited about Kendrick Lamar in the Super Bowl this year?
I am actually super excited about that. I'm excited to see what he do. I've been on the West Coast a long time. That's my favorite West Coast artist. So I'm excited, and I know you're going to do something crazy. I'm waiting for the new album. I've been waiting a long time, so he got to feed the streets.
Yep.
Oh, Looney Tunes. Feed the streets. I love that. No Tupac Loon, no judgment here. But listen, I got one for you. If you were a baseball player, what would be your walk-up song?
A walk-up song if I was a baseball player? I would probably pick Future, Superhero.
Okay.
I like to get, feel like I'm something special when I'm walking up, even in the layup line. So you hear me before the game, I'm listening to all hype music to get me going and get me hyped up. I got to feel like a beast when I'm going out there to rebound and stuff.
All right, I'm going to go next. I'm going to go off the board a little bit here.
Off the board?
Loon, the next question was supposed to be, what song or mix gets you hyped to play in an NBA game?
And he just answered that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to go this way.
Do it, Steiny.
Looney Tunes, that's the category. What's your favorite cartoon character?
My favorite cartoon character? I got a lot. I'm a big cartoon guy, actually. Like anime. I like a lot of anime. I like to see a lot of fight scenes. I'm a Dragon Ball Z guy. So I'm going to go with my man, Goku. And if I'm talking about just growing up, Bugs Bunny was my guy. It was Looney Tunes, so I had to watch that growing up. And then another one, I'm going to go with Scooby-Doo. That's my guy.
Yeah. That was my after school jam every day.
I mean, yes. Come on. Why do you think that Shaggy was so confused all the time?
I mean, I think he was indulging in stuff that
exactly.
That people in the Bay Area seem to love.
Dude, he was cutting edge because at the time that was frowned upon. You know what I'm saying,
exactly.
Dude? Scooby Snacks.
Before you go, are you and Moody still doing yoga together?
We are. Every game day, if y'all want to come join in and be a part of it, y'all can hit me up. I guess y'all can come get in the class.
Big Loon, man. Well, for those of us who aren't professional athletes, what does that mean? Like, if we wanted to come join you, what do we need to do?
Just stay on the side and don't interrupt. You can try to mimic me and just try to keep up.
Just don't get in the way.
Hey, look, real quick. You didn't ask me, but my favorite Future song is March Madness. I don't think you can make a better record than that. It's a classic.
Nah, it's a classic, yeah.
March Madness, yeah.
Hey, Loon, thanks so much. Man. Thanks so much for jumping in on our party, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Kevon.
Dude, he's the best.
He's the best.
He is really the best. And I always joked when it was Steiny Guru and Dibs for those glorious 51 yeah. weeks, I told them that, like, Kevon Looney is the most likely to have jumper cables in his car. Where if you,
I love that one.
If your car breaks down and you had to call any pro athlete in the Bay Area, he's on the short list.
Kevon Looney, sure.
Yeah, like
now that we have his number, I'm really excited to have my car break down sometime in the
no
city.
No doubt. Yeah. And I do think that George Kittle is the kind of guy who would like, oh, dude, I'll be right there. And, you know, just kind of rally up and respond.
But George would just show up and be positive about the problem. Right. I don't know if he would fix it. He would just be like, dude, it's all good. Isn't this amazing that we're having life right now? Here are some sunglasses.
I don't have cables, then, right. but my energy is enough to start this car. Hold my hand,
like,
you know.
Come on.
Seriously. George Kittle would be like, I can start it myself.
We should do a segment on what different Bay Area athletes would do if they did come upon you with a broken down car.
Yeah, seriously.
Know. Yeah.
Right.
Brock would just look at you and smile and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, I got a Toyota too. I got a car just like this. Man, I
no
feel
comment
you.
On that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, gosh. All right,
Nick Bosa would walk up and just give you that patented shrug.
He'd pull up. Ecstatic about
hey, Nick,
that.
My car broke down. Well,
before I fix this, who'd you vote for? Anyway, 888-957-9570
Shanahan
is the number.
Would hit you with a, well, you know, you probably should have had AAA and stuff, and, you know, you should have had a road service plan and stuff, and, yeah.
Like he's that. Like, hang on, let me see if I can look at my sheet here and see what we're supposed to do in this situation.
Totally.
Possibly.
Okay, let's go back to the phones.
Right. I had more, but the callers.
Yeah,
the callers.
Let's do it. No, because what we were talking about is obviously the look, nothing's bad. They're 9-2. This is amazing,
right?
But it's like the pickle that is coming that the Warriors will need to figure out is this so good that you just want to ride it out, or do you feel like in the vein of a Steph Curry is getting to the late 30s and how many more chances are you going to have? Do you want to go for broke? And that is if the opportunity even presents itself, which we don't know. But if it does, everyone has said, all of the reporters have said, the Warriors are tailor-made and built for a trade with all kinds of flexibility. And A, I don't know if that trade is out there. And B, I know that right now, looking at this team, if they keep playing this well, nobody's going to want them to move. And then, you know, C, I don't even know if some of the stuff that we've been talking about makes sense. Because Giannis is wonderful, but that's a roster gut.
Yep.
That's a total roster gut. And then is there anybody else that even is interesting to you? So let's go back to you, Tom in Sonoma. Thank you for calling, Tom. You're on with Willard and Dibs.
Hey, Dibs. Happy Thursday, buddy.
Yeah.
You as
yeah.
well.
Best day of the week. So, am I right?
Yeah. Yep. You're on the cusp, but Friday, man. It's always a good day.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, I'm so against the trade because I don't want to give up four or five players. That's going to decimate our team. And look, let's look at a trade that happened to be at the beginning of the year. The Timberwolves and Knicks. Both of those teams are still struggling to get their identity, to get that team adjusted to those new players.
Yep.
Especially the Timberwolves. So there's nothing guaranteed in the trade, but are we going to give up four or five players and then and not be able to build on top of that? We need to rebuild. I want to stay with this team.
So,
no matter what.
Tom, I think what you're saying is the majority opinion. Here's the problem. And the only problem, if you get to 2025, and it's January and it's February, and you're like the three or the four seed, and you're like, this is a really good basketball team, and Steph Curry is sitting there going, I need something. I need something because I'm not interested in three seed, four seed, and the Warriors' future. I'm interested in a ring. And he said that to you, Tom. What would you say?
I'd say, well, if we do that, the next year you come back, we're only going to have two players or three players because we can't build on that because of the because of the, you know, the second tier issue. So you might have a good player, but you can't bring anybody behind him. You're going to have to pay so cheap, you're going to get cheap players, man. I want balanced players. I want different age players. And I think four or five players is a little bit too much, man, to give up for one guy.
I hear you. And then, Tom, thanks so much. There's the other side to this, which I know it's hard for our brains to turn off the idea of Giannis. It doesn't have to be that large.
Right.
Like, there might be other deals that develop out there for smaller names and smaller numbers of players.
Yes, but if you're going to smaller names and smaller numbers of players, you need to get somebody who is still going to be really, really impactful. And that's where I think you get into a spot where, are you really adding or just subtracting? Because right now, you've got, as we mentioned, you've got an A1 player, you've got one of the best players in the history of the game. He's your one. And then your two is like three or four different guys. So can you bring in somebody who's a real bona fide, not a two, but a 1A? Because you have your one, and then you've got a bunch of twos. You've got Draymond and Wiggins and Kuminga and Buddy, and then you've got a series of threes and a couple of fours in terms of like tiers. Can you really go out and take a couple of your threes, one of your twos, and picks and bring in a real live 1B? And who would that be? And what's that contract?
It's,
you know?
No, it's tough. And I think everybody, the Warriors themselves included, everyone would love for either Kuminga or Wiggins to be that guy, or maybe even Buddy Hield. Or is it what you sort of suggested earlier, where it's a baton that they pass around?
Yep.
Like, this is your night to be number two. This is your night to be number two. That's all wonderful, and it sounds great, but my NBA memory bank tells me that that doesn't usually work. Because think about it. If you're a supposed role player, what happens in the playoffs? You usually get worse.
Yep.
Your numbers go down, and the moment becomes a little bit bigger. I know Wiggins had 2022, where he got bigger in the playoffs, and maybe that guy will show up again. I like what I've seen from him so far,
right.
Although it doesn't, I'm not seeing shades of 2022 either.
True, but when he did get bigger, you still had Clay, and that was second peak Clay, and you had Jordan Poole, who gave you, at times, gave you a lot of scoring. So Wiggins was your second best player, but he was scorer number four a lot of those nights, and what you need right now is scorer number two. And if it's not Buddy Buckets, and, you know, Tuesday night was a good example where Buddy just wasn't feeling it. He wasn't open. They were shutting him down. He was missing. Whatever it was, he was 2 of 8 from three. If he's not that guy, well, then it's Kuminga. And Kuminga, when he is on, he gets you 16, 17.
Sure.
Not 24, 26.
No.
And then, you know, Wiggins is going to get you 15 or 16. And then, okay, we need two other guys to give you that. And Tuesday, you had Melton, who contributed, and Draymond had double digits. So can you really piecemeal it like that all the way from April through June? It gets tough.
It's tough.
Yep.
This is a pickle. This is a pickle. And I think there are going to be nights where it feels like, don't touch anything. This is incredible. Buddy Hield scored 25. And then there are going to be nights where it burns you. And then what happened two nights ago, I think, was kind of in between. I felt this the other night. I really did. I felt like, ugh, the non-Steph minutes, they're having trouble scoring. This is what I expected them to look like. And on this particular night, great defense down the stretch and a Curry flurry saved them. But here's what I'll say about the other night. Simulation. Run that 10 times. Warriors lose it 8 times. I'm talking about the last 3 minutes of the game.
When you're down seven. I think eight's a little strong, but your point's well taken.
You're down seven with 2.5 to go, and all the same scenarios are in place. You're going to lose that 7 or 8 times. I'm not asking and expecting Steph Curry to do that as far as heroics on a night-in and night-out basis.
And that's
not realistic.
That's fair. And it, you know, to be totally accurate, it was 6 with 3.5 to go, but your point is well taken about, and I'm surprised that you didn't admit what that would be if you did run it 10 times.
It's a simulation sensation.
Thank you. And I can't
believe it. Actually would be if we did it 10 times.
I can't believe I had to beg you for it, but that's exactly what it would be. And when you have Steph, the odds definitely shape more toward your favor, but you're right. That's not where you want to be ideally. And when you face a good defensive team that knows that you have Steph Curry, it becomes even more difficult.
Jonathan in the city is next. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
I just, you guys discussed it already, and I just want to add on to it. And this is just my opinion. You go after a guy, a legitimate number two, your depth is out the window, and also your future. Hey, guys, I'd rather win with strength in numbers and playing with joy. You go after a number two, you know what happens? You're playing with expectations.
Yeah, I get that. And so, Jonathan, this is the other thing that I think is coming. Jonathan, thanks. High likelihood that we get to February and Steph's desires and the fans' desires don't match. High likelihood.
Right, especially...
because the fans love this team.
Right.
Nobody wants them to touch it.
Well, if the team is 36-18
mm-hmm.
and they're the 2 seed or the 3 seed and Steph behind closed doors is going, geez, have you seen what I've had to do to get us to 36-18?
Like
I need help.
Like my back is hurting right now.
My neck and my back.
Exactly.
Spinal.
Bud in Oakland. Hi, Bud. Thanks for calling.
What's good, fellas? Hey, listen, I know you guys have to look down the road at them and, You know, when you were younger, if you were bothering
something,
the older people told you.
Oh, Bud, give us a call back. This cell phone is really, really rough, and I want to hear what you're having to say. So give us a call back. Let's go to D in Walnut Creek. Hey, D, thank you for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing? I missed you guys out at the center the other day, but I was busy. Hey, look, you know, anytime the Warriors are linked to a superstar like Giannis, it brings back memories of Kevin, you know, when he was brought in, and that move shook the league. You know, the Warriors can find Giannis' missing piece of the postseason puzzle, especially in, you know, in terms of size, consistency, and ability to impact the game. He can elevate the Warriors' chances. The thing is about, I got 3 points, is size and physicality. You know, when the Warriors, you know, Clay's getting so much gravity and they're focusing on him, he brings reliable, intense drive to the basket, great shooting, and in tight games when, you know, when the shooting percentages fall off, he gets to the foul line. So how many times have we seen him just get to the foul line time and time again? And you know, that guy can put the Golden State in terms of looking for a championship, not a rebuilding, but what do they want? Championship or they want to rebuild?
Well, D, I think almost the question that you're sort of putting out there, and D, thank you, like, do you want strength in numbers, or do you just want strength? Like, that's what we're asking. If you do, if everyone wants to have this conversation go the Giannis route, that's what we're talking about. A three-man team of Steph Curry, Giannis, and Draymond is absurd. Absurd. Unstoppable.
Right. Are we playing 3-on-3?
No.
We need 5, right?
Yeah, and you can find two other people to put in there, but can you find 9? Can you find right. 9? Can you find 6 other players to contribute on both ends of the floor?
And it puts you in a spot where one mishap to one of those 3 puts you in a very precarious position. If one of those guys misses a month or 2 or 3 weeks or something happens where, you know, one of them is unavailable, now you are completely hampered where, yes, now if you lose Steph Curry over the long haul, it's not good. You're 3-0 without him this year, but at least you feel a little bit more built to survive in the short term because you have so many bodies.
Bud has called back. Let's go back to Bud in Oakland and see if we found a better spot. Hey, Bud, thanks for doing it.
Hey, I'm glad y'all took my call again. So listen, man, I know y'all job is to look at the big picture. You know what I mean? You got to look at the whole calendar, look down the road, and see if there's a construction sign. But we're talking about just for like right now. Remember when you were younger, you started messing with things, and what did the old folks tell you? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So as of right now, it's not broke. So we don't need to fix it. Now, I understand. You guys have to look down the road and say, oh, well, what if these things happen? You know, that's what we have to do. We have variables. But like I said, right now it's not broke. Don't fix it. And real quick, to Kevon Looney, just a message if he's listening. He was talking about his favorite artist, and I heard him go down the line, and I see he did not mention not one Bay Area artist. But he did say that before he goes on the court, he's listening to hyphy music before he gets on the court. I just need him to understand. If you're not listening to any Bay Area artist or any Bay Area artist affiliate, that's not hyphy music, my man. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Bud, thank you. He did say that there were some local hip-hop artists that he liked.
Yeah.
I don't think he named them all.
Right.
But he said there were some locals that he was listening to.
For sure,
to.
And then we followed up with what exactly gets you going before the game, and he had another list for there.
Yeah, exactly right. And actually, inspired by that conversation with Kevon Looney, fun at 5:45. Why don't we do this? Because you were just bringing up the idea of Kevon Looney has jumper cables.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, let's play with this, okay? You can pick any Bay Area athlete you want. Line it up right now. 888-957-9570. Let's have some fun and get stupid on the way out the door, okay? If you're in trouble, which Bay Area athlete are you calling?
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
Yep.
You can call any one of them or have them come up on you, show up, drive by, and you're in distress on the side of the road, and you could have any Bay Area athlete show up to help you out. Who are you going to pick? Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play with it.
I like it.
Give us a call. Who would you pick? 888-957-9570. That is the number. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to go to the phones with this. This is hilarious. The fun question we... Fun at 5:45, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Yep, yep. My name's Mark. His name's Dan.
Yep.
And what we threw out is in honor of Kevon Looney, who we always joke has jumper cables, if you needed help and you could call any Bay Area athlete, who would it be? Our Comcast business text line's hysterical.
Yeah.
Latrell Sprewell. Mad Bum,
okay,
is the only answer. Pedro Feliz or Jesse Foppert.
Jesse, San Rafael High School.
Foppert is a coach at MC now, isn't he?
That sounds right.
I think he's a baseball coach at Marin Catholic.
He was at San Rafael High when I was coaching there. I knew Jesse when he was just a young little G eating value packs.
These last two cracked me up.
Yep.
650, it's got to be Kittle. Big old country boy, looks like he can fix stuff. And if not, still going to be a good time.
Yeah.
And then this one might be my favorite from the 925. Well, I'm definitely not calling John Fisher. He'd probably just charge me for the ride home.
Oh, my God, right? Yeah, that's about right. I was thinking beyond the Kevon answer, just trying to rack my brain for another one.
Who would you pick?
The one that just struck me is Ricky Pearsall.
Oh.
And, you know, based on what Ricky's gone through and the fact that he had a police officer here in the city show him not only a kindness, but she may have saved his life. And so I do think that Ricky, having gone through that, would be quick to help you.
I had two answers. My first thought was Juwan Jennings.
Yep,
because
good one.
Very, very large man who seems to always be smiling and has stated he is only about the team. Like, that man went for almost 200 yards and 3 touchdowns and was livid after the game against the Rams.
And he's good in the clutch, too.
Yes, exactly. Good when the chips clutch. Are down, we go to Juwan. So I thought of Juwan Jennings. I also thought of Chappie. I'm like, he's got good hands.
Good call.
Right? He's about defense, not offense.
Plays every day.
He's a leader. He's always there.
Always there.
So those were the two that I
thought. Those are good.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from the people.
All right, Rudy in Pittsburgh. Hi, Rudy. Thanks for calling. What you got?
Thanks for taking my phone call. If I have to put my life in anyone's hands, I'm going with the best hands that I've ever seen, and that's going to be JT Snow. And I would hope Dusty Baker would agree with me after JT saved his son from that collision at the plate in the World Series.
It's true. Darren Baker, thank you, Rudy. Darren Baker now in the bigs. And he would have been dead if not for JT
right.
Snow.
He's in the bigs, or he's just in professional baseball?
No, he was in the bigs. Last year he made his major league debut.
Oh, he did.
Darren
wow.
Baker. Yeah.
That little guy. That little wandering bat boy.
That little dude made his big league debut last year.
Oh, my God, dude. How old are we?
Isn't that good? Oh, yep.
That one hits.
Yep.
Because that was
02. Correct.
And so now it's 22 years ago, and he was about 4. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, Darren.
Big league debut.
Congrats.
That little guy
time.
Is flying through the air in JT
dude.
Snow's arms.
Yep.
Bob in the city. Hi, Bob. What you got?
Hey, well, I got nothing to base this on, but I would just pick Fred Warner because he seems like he's very capable. Help anybody.
My daughter agrees. I know that. Fred Warner is her favorite player by far. She every time she wants tickets to a game, she's like, it's not even about the game. She just wants to go down the field and meet Fred. That's it. That's all she wants. So Bob and my daughter have the same answer. You need help from a Bay Area athlete, we're calling Fred.
Yeah. And he would be a guy who would get it done. And if there was, you know, a conflict or something that needed to be taken care of, Fred would be quick to the point of attack, and he'd do that for you. No doubt.
Let's go to Elston in Oakland. Hi, Elston. What's going on?
Hey, man. It's without a doubt, GP2. Remember the drop? My bad. When he helped the people after he knocked his drink over.
Without a doubt,
GP2.
Yeah, that guy, he knocked someone's drink over, and then instead of just being like, sorry, he made sure that he got another drink.
What'd you have, car trouble? You know.
Good answers.
Great answers.
Yeah. Granny, who are you picking?
Well, I wasn't sure if this was current or all time. For current, I was thinking Logan Webb. Reliable, shows up every day, yep. You know, and feel like he knows his way around a car as well. Plus, if I was going not current, it's Hunter Pence by a mile for me.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I don't know that Hunter would fix your problem, but he'd bring you coffee.
And he probably would, like, whip out a scooter for you. Let's just scooter home, dude. Forget your car, bro. We'll deal with that later.
And it's all going to be okay.
Yes.
Right?
You need me to come pick you up? Yes. I'll be right there.
What, Lucas?
What?
I'm going to go most versatile athlete in the Bay Area. He can help with pretty much anything you need for the 49ers. He can play receiver. He can play tight end. He can play running back. He can play fullback, which he normally does. I'm going Kyle Juszczyk.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. Plus, when you get home, his wife can make you a new outfit.
Exactly.
Like if you got grease stains all over your shirt or whatever.
You don't need his shirt off his back. His wife can make you a fresh one.
I mean, it's pretty good.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
No doubt. And he's like super, super smart Ivy League. So if it's something that you need, hey, you know, I'm stuck on this math problem. Who are you going to call? You're going to call the juice. Went to Harvard, for God's sake.
Yeah, these are fun. Lucas, do you want us to talk to this guy or no? What's your deal? Why are you leaving him in the little holding spot?
Because he doesn't want to answer the question. He has a take.
So let's get his take.
Off you go then.
Okay. Let's go to David in Fairfax, who doesn't want to play our stupid game. He wants to play his game. Hi, David.
The Bay Area's best city under 10,000 people.
Hi, David.
Fairfax.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yep. David.
Yes, I'll answer the question. I just didn't hear it at first. I would go with Steph Curry, but I want to talk about something else.
Okay. On you go, David.
What bothers me about the Warriors the last 2-3 years is they seem to have a phobia of big men. Why can't we play Quentin Post and start to work him in? If we just had a 7-footer or two on the team, now we would go much further this year. And yes, if you could get a Giannis, like if you had to trade Kuminga and Moses Moody to get Giannis, which I doubt could happen, okay, sure. Of course I'd do it. But a lot of guys that are young and up and coming, especially like that guy, like Quentin, I mean, he can hit the 3, 7 feet. We need some size. It's not that I don't love Kevon Looney and Trace Jackson Davis. These are great players. But we need size. And you mix it with all the other talent, and boom, you're much better. David, I don't get why they do that.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Because even if I accept your premise, which I do, I would love for the Warriors to have a big guy and be taller. That's great. But can I ask you a different question? Why do fans always look at young players who have literally never played in the league, and maybe they saw them in college or something, and just assume that they can do what you think they you need them to do? Quentin Post has never played in the NBA, and you think he's the answer?
I don't think he's the answer, but if you don't give him a chance and work him in and at least find out a little bit, you have to take that chance. And he looked like he has talent. I agree with what you're saying, but it's different in every case. You got to evaluate each individual case. Joe Lacob knows that.
Well,
he built his whole career on picking every little distinction in the world to become a billionaire.
Sure, but at the
every
same,
he knows that.
But at the same time, David, and David, thank you very much for the call. At the same time, I would argue that development and evaluation become very, very difficult when you're also trying to win a title. And this is the age-old conversation that keeps coming up with teams like the Warriors and the 49ers, not so much the Giants. That's why I think with the Giants in the last few years, you've had a fair sort of point by a lot of fans to say, why are you not letting Luciano or Matos or whatever, like, let them come up and let's see. It's not like you're going to win it all. And the Giants have been like, you don't know that. We might win it all. Especially because one year they did win 107 games with sort of this same kind of looking roster. But when the 49ers drafted Trey Lance, I still to this day hear people who are being like, you don't know. We never gotten to see if Trey can play. Are you serious? He'd been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah, he's playing now. In mop-up duty, but
4 years of practice, yep. And no coach wants to put him in the game. And there's still people that are like, you don't know. No, they do. They know. And you can't start sacrificing what you're doing in the moment in the name of evaluation. You just can't.
Well, and Quentin Post is getting evaluated in Santa Cruz, and they've played two games, and I just was checking his numbers, and he's averaging 19 a night. And in the second game, he went 6 of 20. I think he's 2 of 14 from 3-point range, the big kid. So he's finding his way in Santa Cruz. He's getting evaluated. He's getting minutes there. And eventually, if he does well enough, then he'll get minutes with Golden State. But you can't be a winning team, to your point, or a team trying to compete for a title and be, you know, let's run Quentin out there for 20 minutes.
David, I'm not squashing your point. I get it. I would love for the Warriors to have a tall person that they can go to. But two things on that. Number one, if they can go find somebody who has proven that they can play at the NBA level and it fits. I know a lot of people, for years now, it feels like people want Brooke Lopez on this team. All right, fine. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the Milwaukee Buck you want. Maybe it's not Giannis.
Yep.
Maybe you want Brooke Lopez. Okay, I can listen to that. Brooke Lopez, by the way, is the guy I was referring to who scored 29 points last night for the Bucks. He can play and he can shoot. So you want to do that? Okay, I'm listening. But to just think that because somebody is 7 feet, you got to put him in there and you got to find it out when your team is 9-2 and literally sitting right near the top of the Western Conference. You can't do that. And then the second piece of it is, I don't actually think that it is a necessity that the Warriors employ a 7-footer to win the championship, because they just did this 2.5 years ago and people were saying the exact same thing that year.
Yep, you need the right 7-footer if you go that route. And still 3 months to go until the deadline, we can play with this all the way up to that.
Warrior Roundtable on deck.
Dance.
Thank you very much. That is Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean. They are coming up next here with the Warriors Roundtable, everybody. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I can't wait.
Then we will. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.